on behalf of John Deere,
PG&E, the California Natural Gas Vehicle Partnership, Bell Power, and our distributor Western Power, we'd like to welcome everyone here. And it's kind of a night. It's a time to relax, I guess, or after all the formal speeches, so we're not going to make this very long. Anyway, this industry has been rocking for a long time, but as we heard this past couple days, given the fact that demand is outstripping the supply, I think it's time that we rock and roll, and I can't think of a better place to kick it off than Alice Cooper Land. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
So, with that, all we're going to say is I want to see a bunch of people out dancing. I think I promised at least three or four of you to dance tonight, so make sure. You bet. So I'm going to ask Brian to make a couple of comments on behalf of PG&E, then we're going to have an award here coming up, okay?
Yeah. PG&E would just like to thank you for coming tonight and attending the meeting. Hope you're all going to have fun tonight, and I had a 20-piece speech prepared for you, but what the hell, rock on, let's go.
With that, Colleen and Lloyd, if you'd come up. Hey, the guy that's playing the drums is just playing Wipeout out here a little while ago is a multi-talented individual, and this is how we got to meet Bill, and that's why he's here tonight. He's going to be putting into play about 75 to 80 school buses down there in Tucson. They've got the highest asthma rate in the country. Anyway, got a big EPA grant. He's a wonderful guy, and with that, I'm going to let somebody that knows him better than I do, Colleen and Analoid, kind of introduce him, okay?
Thank you, Tom. Welcome, everybody. On behalf of AFVI, we hope you're having a fabulous time tonight. A lot of food, a lot of drink, great music, all on behalf of our sponsors, and we thank you very much. We are very fortunate tonight to have the band that we have, because there's something very special about the band, and that is not only are they an awesome band, but they're led by Bill Ball, who is an awesome alternative fuel vehicle advocate. Colleen?
I just want to let you all know just a little bit about Bill Ball, because Bill Ball is a very intricate part of my coalition down in Tucson, Arizona. Bill Ball has led the way in Tucson for school districts with alternative fuels. That was TUSD, Tucson Unified School District, was the very first district in the nation to purchase natural gas school buses. Bill Ball leading the way actually assisted us in writing Arizona's school bus idle reduction program. Led the way with Clean School Bus USA grants, EPA grants, and has garnished over $900,000 for a very special program that he is calling Clean Green Transportation Facility. I'm sorry. This transportation facility will house only alternative fuel vehicles. It will be powered as much as possible by solar. It will have some incredible cooling facilities on the school buses. It will have only idle reduction school buses. And Bill Ball has led the way for all of this in Arizona. He has been a leader in Arizona for school districts. I am very proud tonight, very proud to be up here on this stage where Bill Ball is playing with this fabulous band, and just proud that he is a member of my coalition, and I want to thank him.
Cool. Awesome. Now we have some very special help and some very special guests who want to talk to you a little bit about where we are tonight and where we're going to be in 07.
Hey, we've got one more announcement here, folks. Anyway, it is with great pleasure that we announce the location of the 2007 National Conference for next year.
Joining us on stage are several people who have gotten the spirit of Cooperstown, but next year, these Clean Cities coordinators invite you to Tinseltown.
So, one last thing, it's time to pump it up, okay?
Party hardy!